holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Touch your neighbor and ask them, what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. I love opening these broadcasts like that. But listen, we're going to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. And listen, it's a good day. It is a good day. It's a good day to change. It's a good day, a great day to change. It's a great day to change directions, change the way you think, change the way you look, change how you hear things, change the way you talk, change the way you walk. It's a good thing to change on today. And God gave us one more day to change. One more day to change. And listen, you might not change today. You might not change tomorrow. You may not change for a year, but you will change, and you can change. And you can listen, a lot of things that you did when you were younger, you detest those things now that you're older. You know, but nobody could tell you anything when you were younger doing it. You will change. You will change. Now, listen, we can change for the better. We've done it our way long enough. It's time for us to come on back to the Lord. It's time for you to come on back to this. Listen, it's time for everybody to come on back to the Lord. It is. Don't sit there and then don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Listen, it's time for all of us to come back to the Lord. We've been doing it our way long enough. We've said we were going to do this and we're going to do that. And I believe this and I believe that. Okay, now it's time to come on back to the Lord. You've had your fun. You know, we did our sin. Let's come on back to the Lord. That's all we need to do. And just ask God for forgiveness and move on. And stop doing it, man. And then God, watch God start to change your heart even more. Matter of fact, we found out that a lot of people have been changing even before they said they changed. You know, a lot of people change today, but, you know, they say they changed today. Or that they want to make a change today, but a lot of people have, you know, they began to change over a year ago, 2 years ago, a month ago. Last week, you began to change and didn't know it. We were talking about that the other week. So for some reason, the weed don't taste the same. For some reason, alcohol don't taste the same. For some reason, you know, you just don't want to sleep with people all the time. You don't want to do that stuff anymore. Something's changing in you. And it's okay to change. And it's okay to change. You can, like I said, you can change today. You can change whenever you want to change. You're not held to anything. You can change. You know, I just don't want you to change backwards and go back to what you were in. You know, I wouldn't want that for myself. So I know I don't want that for you, but it don't matter what I want. It's all about what God wants. And His will is the will that will stand the test of time. And because His will is the most important, it's best we find out what His will is. Yeah, it's best that we find out exactly what His will is, because our will is our will can't be trusted. Our will changes all the time, you know, but God's will is the will that can withstand time and do everything. Yeah, His will not be detoured. No, it will not. There's no detour on God's will. Believe that. All right, listen, head on over to Podbean.com. We're Podbean.com. And look up Be Holy Broadcast and share those links and share them till you can't share them. What? No more. Just keep sharing it. Listen, We got a great lesson on today. We're going to read a few more Proverbs on today. We started in Proverbs 11 yesterday. And so we're going to continue on in Proverbs 11 today. But this one's talking about finding things and what you're looking for. Yeah, you might be surprised on this one. It jumps out a little bit. It does. It jumps out a little bit. And if you're not careful, you might get scared or you get mad. And listen, we don't use fear. Yeah, we don't use fear to make people follow us and give donations. It's a plus, you know, if they give a donation, if they follow us or whatever. But I'm not going to use fear to do that. It's been done so long that, yeah, I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. And plus, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He didn't use fear to make us do stuff. Yeah, he lets us work out our own soul salvation. So, all right, let's see. Proverbs 11, we're going to start at verse number 19. And now, you remember how open I asked, you know, you to ask your neighbor, touch somebody and say, hey, what are you looking for? Well, this is what we're going to find here. Verse number 19 says this: godly people find life. In other words, they're looking for life. They're searching for life. They'll turn something upside down, looking for life. They'll clean every corner, looking for life. They'll move things around, looking for life. They'll search for it. They'll ask people about what life is. You know, they'll search for it. They'll look for it. But then on the other side of it, it says that evil people find death. And so evil people search for death because they find it. Seek and you shall find. Knock on the door, will be open. So just like that, what was talking about the Holy Ghost, you searching for the Holy Ghost, you will find him. This other thing talking about searching for death, you'll find death. Yeah. Evil people find death. They're searching for it, looking for it, turn things upside down, cheat you, cheat me, cheat themselves, and everything. And they'll find death. Not physical death. That's not what we're talking about. They'll find that too sometimes. But the death that we're talking of, we're speaking of, is talking about spiritual death. The death you can't come back from. So godly people find life. Evil people, say evil, evil people find death. You better change what you're looking for. I told you can change today. So change your search. Matter of fact, change your search engine. Here you go. You know, you whatever you're looking for in your search engine, you're going to find it. But see, godly people are always going to be looking for life. Evil people are always going to be looking for death. So before we heard about God, before we really knew about God, before we really start seeking out God, we were seeking out death. We were seeking out death. And when we were seeking out death, if God hadn't stepped in, we would have found it. We would have found it. Now, if we're talking about spiritual sides of it, right? We can say evil people find death. Well, as sinners, we look to crucify ourselves to be with God. So we stop drinking. We stop this. We stop that. Or we stop sinning. Or we stop this. Or we stop saying that. Or we stop thinking. Some people just quit cussing because they feel that's going to make them closer to God. Okay, whatever your steps are, let's do it. You're trying to stop yourself from living so that you can live with God. And even with that, you're still seeking for life. You know, but it says here, godly people find life and evil people find death. So what are you looking for? You know, sometimes, you haven't been a part of no sin. You've been put the sin down for about the last couple weeks or last 10 weeks or whatever. And then you say, well, you know, God understands this, you know, it's just this one time I can go back. And, you know, he says, you place your hands on the plow, talking about the farm. You talking about making a straight line, and you try to turn back, you're going to make a crooked line. You don't crooked your lineup. Stick with the straight line as best you can. You know, you're not going to do everything right. I'm not saying that. But the reason why we have Jesus is for when those things show up that we don't do everything right. You know, those things that we can't get right, or certain things that we just hadn't worked on to get right yet. We still got God in place, and he's forgiven us for those sins. He knew that we're not him. We're just trying to be like him. Oh, to be like Jesus. That's what, that's one of our songs. It's like we as godly people, you got to be careful. Be careful so that you can find life, and don't interrupt that finding life or searching for life and find death. Because a lot of times, right when we think we got it all together, you know, like I said, we go back for a quick taste and, you know, just to, you know, because we've been doing it so long, we just, okay, I can go back one time. Well, that one time would be that one time that you find death. Some people can't come back from searching from death or searching for death. You're not trying to do that. You're trying to be a better person, just like I'm trying to be a better person. And God wants us to be better people. And he wants us to show other people how to be better people and to be better people to other people. But don't let that search for death, because trust me, you got a search engine also. You start searching for death, you'll find it. You'll find it. And what was the number? What was the number 20? Verse number 20. The Lord detests people with crooked hearts. See that laying your hand to the plow thing, trying to hold a straight line in a farm field or on a farm or in a cornfield or whatever it is that you're planting. You're trying to keep that straight line. So every line to be the same, every line to be the same, every line to be the same. But it's like, if you're not careful, your heart will turn crooked. And it says this, the Lord detests people with crooked hearts, but he delights in those with integrity. Integrity. You want to do what's right. You want things to be right. That's a good thing to want. Make sure that you're, and me too, that we're searching out God. We're searching for life. Searching for life and not death. We don't want death. We want life. He came that that we might have life more abundantly. Not that we might have death. God came that we might have life. Touch somebody and say, amen, we need more life. And so because we have life, we can move forward and we can step away from death.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.